asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing surprise COVID medical bills and stimulus progress.
Joel, when you say stimulus progress, you mean lack of progress.
I mean, or lack thereof.
We're going to talk about that as well as a lot of different headlines that caught our eye this week, things that pertain to us and our money. But Joel, real quick, I saw that Walmart and Target, they both announced that they, for this fall, they're still going to be open on Black Friday, but they're not going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Which, honestly, I actually thought was already the case. But that's news, man. What are your thoughts on that?
I say it's un-American. Shop till you drop 365 days a year, 24/7. No, I'm totally in favor of stores not being open on Thanksgiving.
Like, I mean, you don't need an excuse of a pandemic, you know, to not be open on a massive federal holiday like Thanksgiving.
One that's supposed to be about, you know,
family
togetherness, all that stuff. And I hope, you know, even on Thanksgiving, that families are able to get together. I'm sure some families are going to find that more difficult this year because travel is going to be more difficult, because getting together with older relatives is going to be more difficult. But yeah, I think staying out of stores on Thanksgiving Day is always a good idea. And so I'm glad that Walmart and Target are kind of going in this direction to limit the in-store shopping. I'm sure they're still going to have like massive online sales and people are going to be in front of their computer after the turkey dinner.
On their phone, sitting there shopping.
Yeah. But I'm glad they're at least taking this measure and closing the stores on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we can always look to Target and Walmart to lead the charge when it comes to social change in America.
Right. Yes. They're a beacon of hope. But honestly, too, it's really good for everybody that works there. Think about all the associates who are like, oh, God, I'm going to go in there and, you know, deal with a bunch of grumpy people at 6 a.m.
They'll be back the next day on Black Friday, which I know you've done before, by the way. You are a previous Black Friday shopper.
That was like 14 years ago.
I can proudly say I've never been in a store on Black Friday to take advantage of those deals. You know, waiting in line, never done it.
So, yeah, that was 14 years ago. I bought a TV and I basically had it until just this past year. But yeah, at this point in my life, definitely wouldn't do that again. That's for sure. All right, Matt, let's get on to our Friday flight. A quick sampling of stories that we found interesting this week. We are going to talk about what's going on with the stimulus package and the lack of progress happening there. But first, man, Experian Boost. We've talked about that on the show before. And basically, Boost works like this. It records your on-time payments that you make with your bank account to third-party companies like utility companies and your cell phone service. Traditionally, your credit score is only really a reflection of payments that you've made to financial institutions, like paying off your credit card or paying on a HELOC to a credit union or your mortgage, your student loans, all those kind of things. But typically your monthly bills, those just aren't reflected in your credit score. And Experian Boost is something that's basically trying to help people increase their score based on other on-time payments that they're making.
Yeah. And so now they're not only allowing you to enter in information paid to utility companies and your cell phone service provider, but now you can add Netflix. You can add on-time Netflix payments in order to boost your score. With so many people staying at home these days, I think Netflix, they're one of those companies that is doing really well these days. Joel, you even mentioned a couple weeks ago, you guys kind of jumped back on the Netflix train.
We're back on.
What are y'all watching, by the way? Have you checked out Dark?
No, I haven't seen Dark. Dude, is it good?
It's getting rave reviews. Yeah. Evidently, they just wrapped up their third and final season and people are talking all about it. So,
all right, I'll put that on my list.
I want you to check it out and then let me know if I should watch it.
I'm kind of more into the documentaries. I'm boring in that way, but no, the Aaron Hernandez.
You like learning, I know.
The Aaron Hernandez documentary, fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So, but yeah, Experian Boost can raise your score 10, 12, 15 points, and now you can include your Netflix bill, which is huge. Matt, let's also discuss disinfectant shortages. I think we've all experienced this, right? Toilet paper, it's back on shelves in most places, but it's still hard to find disinfectant wipes. And that's because it's been hard to ramp up production quickly for the companies that make these wipes, right? They're having snags in their supply chains. In particular, polyester that's used for wipes is the same stuff that's needed for PPE. And demand is also up 400 to 500% for these products. So if you know you're going to need some wipes soon, start hunting now, because it might be a while before you find some in the future.
Yeah, you know, we're not necessarily encouraging folks to prep unnecessarily. You know, like, you don't need to go out and just buy all the disinfectant wipes that you can possibly buy. That's called hoarding. And we're not going to encourage that. But,
that's what's led to some of the shortages
in
the first place,
exactly.
Right?
And so we're not encouraging that. But if you do know that you have a need for these, this is just a little reminder that it's in short supply.
One thing hoarding is okay for, craft beer. That's all right. No judgment on that.
If there's ever a craft beer shortage, then we'll come knocking on your door. Man, and we also saw that sales tax holidays are happening soon for some states. About 16 of them is what we saw. You can save between 4 and 9% during these tax-free days, depending on the tax rate where you live. Here in Georgia, the sales tax is actually pretty high, so this would be pretty meaningful to our savings when it comes to what we're spending our money on. But our state, unfortunately, doesn't participate.
Boo.
Yeah, we haven't seen a tax holiday here in Georgia since 2016. I looked it up.
That's lame. I remember having them, but yeah, no longer.
It's been too long.
Yeah, many of the state tax holidays start this weekend. So while others happen the following weekend and still others happen at other random times during the year, we'll post a link in the show notes, though, so you can see if or when your state is having a tax holiday and also what the specific items are exempt from taxation, and then kind of the overall dollar amount that you are allowed to spend without having to pay tax on it. So yeah, I saw in like one state, air conditioning units one weekend out of the year, you don't pay tax on them.
Well, that's when you buy AC units.
Right. Up to like $6,000. Yeah. Think about
the
amount of tax savings by buying your air conditioner that specific weekend. So yeah, planning your purchases accordingly to when you don't have to pay tax on them is an awesome way to go.
Yeah, it's good to cross-check that list as well, because some states are not including computers. And so some of that back-to-school shopping that a lot of families are expected to spend, unfortunately, may not qualify. Joel, on the working from home front, Google, we just saw that they announced that their employees are going to be able to work from home until July of 2021. Man, this is significant, you know, because I feel that other digital tech companies, they're going to follow the lead of some of the bigger players. And, you know, with Google's decision impacting around 200,000 workers, that could have an effect on what your employer does.
Yeah, earlier, Matt, you mentioned kind of Walmart and how maybe sometimes their decisions guide what other retailers choose to do. Well, it is probably even more true of Google and kind of their decisions on work from home, how other companies are going to follow suit.
Yeah, who do you think has more sway, Google or Walmart? It's tough to say, man.
It is. Both mega corporations.
Although Walmart wasn't the one who was under federal investigation, under the federal spotlight for squashing the competition this week.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. All right, Matt, let's talk about more stimulus now. And the question on lots of people's minds is, are we going to get a new stimulus package anytime soon? Well, the answer to that is, what do you mean by soon?
It all depends on your definition of when.
Exactly. Soon as in tomorrow? No. Soon as in the next month? Probably, right? Increased federal unemployment assistance ran out this past weekend, and we just found out that the economy contracted at a record rate last quarter. Congress is now finally at least working to implement another bill to help Americans as COVID pain has continued to drag on so much longer than we initially anticipated. And especially in our country, Matt, that of course the response has just been pretty pathetic. But the parties still seem to be so far apart on what they'd like to see in this latest bill that the Senate Republicans proposed on Monday, right? A difference of about $2 trillion in spending is where they're at. Yeah, one party wants to spend $1 trillion, the other party wants to spend $3 plus trillion. It's going to be interesting to see how long it takes to hammer out the details. You got to love politics, man. What happens in D.C. just doesn't seem to have nearly as much consideration for what's happening in the rest of the country as people are actually hurting out there.
Yeah, so it's not worth maybe getting into too much detail about the specifics of what's likely to be the HEALS Act, because negotiations could take 2 to 3 weeks still.
I love the acronyms they come up with. The CARES Act, the HEALS Act. It's beautiful.
And it actually kind of fits if you read what all the letters stand for. It seems appropriate, so yeah. I don't blame them for that. But when we do have a final compromise, I think we will likely see federal unemployment benefits continue, but not at the current $600 weekly amount. We're also likely to see more direct stimulus payments to individual households, which is nice, likely along the same parameters that the CARES Act had outlined. I believe, too, that we'll see more PPP-like funding for small businesses because that first round wasn't quite enough to keep many of them afloat. A lot of businesses were approved, but they weren't necessarily approved at the amounts that they know that they need in order to continue operations.
Yeah, well, I mean, Congress basically gave them amounts based on an 8-week shutdown period, and the shutdowns have lasted a lot longer for a lot of businesses. Yeah. So if the shutdowns are going to continue, I think businesses are going to need more federal funds. By the way, there is still PPP money available from the CARES Act that businesses can apply for right now.
Yeah, for businesses who have not applied yet.
Exactly. There's still money left and you can apply. Access to that money ends on August 8th, though. That's when that money runs out. So again, there might be another package passed that has more money for small businesses, but there's still money left over now. And Matt, you and I would suggest a website like cabbage.com, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. That's a great place to go to apply for a PPP loan right now. You either have to go to a bank or you have to go through one of the very, very few places online where you can apply. And I know PayPal was offering the PPP loans, but now you can't get them through PayPal anymore. So Cabbage is really one of the only places I know of online that you can turn. Also, please don't buy a Lamborghini with the PPP money you get. Some dirtbag down in Florida did that thing. So I don't know. Maybe we'll post that article in the show notes, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, I can't believe the guy took the money from the government and then bought a bunch of crap for himself with it. That's just almost impossible to fathom.
And it's good to point out too that not only is that not going to be forgiven, where it'll be turned into a grant, but that's also illegal. You know, there's a lot of businesses where individuals have come in and falsified the numbers related to that business in order to get a higher amount from the government. And so the federal government, man, they have their hands full in order to make sure there aren't folks that are just looking to take advantage of these programs.
Yeah, for sure. And Matt, we will continue to do updates on the next stimulus package. And when things get more concrete, we'll relay that information to you, in particular how it's going to impact your business and your personal finances. But we've got more stuff to get to, including banks slashing credit limits and also the surprise medical bills that people are receiving when they get tested for COVID. We'll get to that right after this break. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So, if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. They are committed to high ethical standards and even had to pass a rigorous exam before they could become a CFP professional.
They offer financial planning and services that take a more comprehensive view of your financial and personal circumstances and are customized for your needs. Certified financial planner professionals can offer advice on a wide range of issues like reviewing your investment portfolio's allocation, handling an inheritance, rolling over a company retirement plan, building education savings, and so much more.
That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach every single summer. We've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host. Or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry, Betterment is here to help.
Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal. Rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again.
Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Spring cleaning is kind of an annual rite of passage. We've all got to do it, minimize the junk that we have in our house. Emily and I, we just cleaned our closets out. It took hours, but it was so worth it. Now we've only got stuff in there that we love, and it's easier to find everything too. And so, you know, while cleaning your closets is helpful, well, there's something else you can do for your family this spring. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius, for example, is a really important part of your financial planning for the year.
That's right. Yeah, and here is the thing that's important to remember, because you might be thinking you don't need to check out Policy Genius because you've got a policy through work. But even if you have a life insurance policy through your job, it may not offer you enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies, and that means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, Joel, we're back from the break, and we're discussing our Friday flight. That's where we cover a bunch of stories that we found interesting this week. But real quick, too, it's summertime, man. And I know you've shared recently how you don't eat watermelon, which is like a
summer
classic
staple.
Summer, you know, American treat. But you guys have a lot of figs over at your house. Maybe you even have too many of them. I know some of those made their way back over to our house.
We have a lot of figs. Yeah, my seven-year-old, she's super into them, picking them like every morning, all the ripe ones. And she'll eat half of them, man, in like one sitting. It's pretty crazy.
Like on the spot?
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, we do have a lot of figs. We got this big fig tree in our front yard. And it is, yeah, those are nice for a little summer treat for sure.
Yeah, I think we're planning to take some of those and make a little tart out of it. So
there you go.
If we do, I'll have to try to share some of that with y'all.
Yeah, we made like some jam, basically.
Did you?
Fig jam. And it's great.
Man, this has been like the year of the homestead. You know, we talked about the little nature preserve in our neighborhood, and y'all picked a bunch of blackberries, made blackberry pie. We picked them and kind of made like a jam out of it. So I feel like we're all getting our fingers a little more dirty, kind of, you know, reconnecting with the earth a little bit.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little house on the prairie these days.
Exactly. But let's go ahead. Let's talk about COVID-19 testing. Consumer Reports, they are hearing that quote-unquote free COVID testing is resulting in some surprise medical bills. You know, I guess we shouldn't be too surprised that in our massively confusing healthcare system that people are getting random bills for COVID tests that are legally required to be free based on two congressional aid packages passed back in March. Some people received bills from urgent care centers, you know, freestanding test sites, or even hospitals that range from $100 to $3,000 for COVID-19 testing, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It's a bummer to see those stories. And I'm sure people are shocked when they receive a bill in the mail, especially if they've read the headlines and they know that COVID-19 testing is not supposed to cost them a dollar. So it's important to know that if you did receive a bill after getting tested, you don't owe any money. If you're insured, check to see if your insurance company has paid the bill. If not, get on the phone and make sure they cover those costs. You might have to even submit an appeal. We'll link to a great guide from patientadvocate.org that'll make that easy for you. And if you are uninsured, let the testing center know that you're not supposed to have an outstanding bill from that COVID test due to the CARES Act, right? In these cases, healthcare providers are supposed to submit the bills to the provider relief fund that those stimulus bills created. We want to make sure if you got that bill shock, you got that surprising bill in the mail, that you're not paying it unnecessarily.
Yeah, that was the exact reason, man, why these funds, why these aid packages were passed back in the spring. But, you know, there are a few instances where you would be responsible for a bill. For example, it's important to note that being tested for COVID, that is covered, but not the treatment. So if you were in the hospital receiving treatment for COVID, you will receive a bill for that care. On a similar note, if you have COVID-like symptoms and you went in to get evaluated for COVID, but maybe first you were tested for something else like pneumonia, you're going to be on the hook for that test and for treatment received from that as well. You know, those aid packages aren't a free pass on all medical spending.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the ways you can completely avoid all this headache is to go to a pharmacy or a retailer that has directly partnered with states or the Department of Health and Human Services. In these cases, no-cost testing is being provided for free by folks like CVS and by Walmart. We'll include a link in our show notes to the Health and Human Services site where you can see if you qualify and are eligible for those no-cost tests. And then you can avoid the bills, the reimbursements, the phone calls about the surprise medical bill, you know, altogether.
Of course, Walmart had to come back up in our conversation. I think we have like a love-hate relationship with them, right?
You know, I don't hate Walmart, that's for sure. I don't shop there very often because I don't find it to be a wonderful experience when I do. But yeah, I don't really have anything against Walmart, but I know some people do.
Well, man, let's go ahead and shift gears. Let's talk about credit cards. You know, we've talked about banks increasing lending standards and slashing credit limits on previous Friday episodes. But it's important to know now that these things are happening even more frequently as banks, that they're looking to protect their own bottom line by curbing their risk. A recent survey reported that 25% of Americans have had a credit card account closed involuntarily, and 1 in 3 have had their credit limit reduced. This has caused some to unintentionally max out their credit cards, you know, which puts an even bigger strain on their finances in an already tough time, as lots of individuals need access to a credit line in order to pay their bills right now. This is going to hurt the credit scores of millions of Americans.
Yeah, and we know that a dinged credit score has all these other impacts, right? These cascading impacts. It could affect the amount you pay for insurance. I mean, there's so many things. So it's important to do a couple of things right now. One, use all of your credit cards consistently. Matt and I would say that you should use your credit cards once per billing cycle, or maybe twice a month even if you want to play it safe, so your bank doesn't cancel your card due to inactivity. If they cancel that card, obviously then you won't be able to use that credit card and you're missing out on access to those funds if you need them. But at the same time, it could massively hurt your score. Two, pay that credit card bill on time and in full every month. This is always our advice, right? We always want people to avoid paying interest and fees to the credit card companies by paying those bills in full. But it's even more important right now so the banks don't think that you're a credit risk and then think that, oh, maybe I should be shutting down that line of credit because that person is a threat to not pay.
Right.
And then three, watch your utilization. Don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any month. So if you have a $5,000 limit, don't charge more than $1,500 a month. And then lastly, if this has already happened to you, reach out to your bank to ask that your credit limit be increased back to where it was. It might not work, but it's important to try.
Yeah, and Joel, like you mentioned, these are things that are good to do no matter what. But in particular now, as the banks, as the credit card companies are changing the rules a little bit, you know, it's important for us to stay on top of our credit cards, make sure that we're not overutilizing our credit because we're aligned to get cut, you know, or a credit limit to be reduced. That would immediately increase our utilization rate, which would then affect our credit score, man. Have you actually seen any of your limits decreased?
I haven't. I think part of that is because I'm kind of hyper aware of playing by the rules that the banks set up. And, you know, some of those rules are a little arbitrary, but the more you can play by those rules, you're way less likely to have a credit card closed or a limit decreased, which has just all these other impacts that are negative for people, especially right now.
Yeah, man, it makes sense that if you are keeping a clean house that, you know, the credit card companies are probably going to leave you alone. They're not going to cut your limits. And you know what? If you have a pretty decent score, there's actually a good chance, too, that you could actually maybe even increase your credit limit. So actually, I logged on right before we hit record, and I was kind of wanting to test this out myself. I logged into one of my credit cards, and with a lot of the different companies, you can request a credit limit increase online. And so on one of my cards, man, I had a $13,000 limit, and I requested a $2,000 limit increase, and I got it, like, immediately.
Nice.
It's like just on the spot. And they're like, you will be able to utilize this increased limit within 15 minutes. And I was like, that's way too easy, I think.
I thought you were going to say your titanium card, you went from a $500,000 limit to like a $750,000.
Go ahead and bump that up to $1 million, please. No, but I was surprised at how easy it was. It doesn't even necessarily require a call into the credit card companies maybe like it used to. It can be pretty simple. So if you're in the boat where you might need a credit limit increase, that's something to remember.
Or if it can just help your credit score. Because a credit limit increase can't hurt you, except in the case that you would actually spend up to that limit, right?
That's
when it's a bad idea. So, all right, Matt, that's going to do it for this episode. We covered some good stuff today. For everybody out there listening, we will have some helpful links on our show notes up on our website at howtomoney.com.
And maybe you're listening to How to Money for the very first time. Maybe you just kind of stumbled upon it. And if you are, we would ask for you to go ahead and hit subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. And if you are already a subscriber and you haven't left us a review yet, we would love for you to leave us a review. You know what? Don't even worry about it over at Apple Podcasts. Just do it wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts.
All right. We'll be back with another episode on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt, until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.